From Letters and Cables, written by Shoghi Effendi, 49. Difficult and delicate though be our task, the sustaining power of Baha'u'llah and of His divine guidance will assuredly assist us if we follow steadfastly in His way and strive to uphold the integrity of His laws. The light of His redeeming grace, which no earthly power can obscure, will, if we persevere, illuminate our path as we steer our course amid the snares and pitfalls of a troubled age, and will enable us to discharge our duties in a manner that would redound to the glory and the honour of His blessed name. 50. Peter Abdu'l-Bahá has testified, according to the history of the Church, was also incapable of keeping count of the days of the week. Whenever he decided to go fishing, he would tie up his weekly food into 7 parcels, and every day he would eat one of them, and when he had reached the 7th, he would know that the Sabbath had arrived, and thereupon would observe it. If the Son of Man was capable of infusing into apparently so crude and helpless an instrument such potency as to cause, in the words of Baha'u'llah, the mysteries of wisdom and of utterance to flow out of his mouth, and to exalt him above the rest of his disciples, and render him fit to become his successor and the founder of his Church, how much more can the Father, who is Baha'u'llah, empower the most puny and insignificant among his followers to achieve for the execution of his purpose such wonders as would dwarf the mightiest achievements of even the first apostle of Jesus Christ. 51. The field is indeed so immense, the period so critical, the cause so great, the workers so few, the time so short, the privilege so priceless, that no follower of the faith of Baha'u'llah worthy to bear his name can afford a moment's hesitation. That God-born force, irresistible in its sweeping power, incalculable in its potency, unpredictable in its course, mysterious in its workings, and awe-inspiring in its manifestations, a force which, as the Bab has written, vibrating influence upset the equilibrium of the world and revolutionized its ordered life. Such a force, acting even as a two-edged sword, is under our very eyes, sundering, on the one hand, the age-old ties which for centuries have held together the fabric of civilized society, and is unloosing, on the other, the bonds that still fetter the infant and as yet unemancipated faith of Baha'u'llah. 52. There is no time to lose. There is no room left for vacillation. Multitudes hunger for the bread of life. The stage is set. The firm and irrevocable promise is given. God's own plan has been set in motion. It is gathering momentum with every passing day. The powers of heaven and earth mysteriously assist in its execution. Such an opportunity is irreplaceable. Let the doubter arise and himself verify the truth of such assertions. To try, to persevere, is to ensure ultimate and complete victory. 53. faced with such a challenge, a community that has scaled thus far such peaks of enduring achievement, can neither falter nor recoil. Confident in its destiny, reliant on its God-given power, fortified by the consciousness of its past victories, galvanized into action at the sight of a slowly disrupting civilization, it will, I can have no doubt, continue to fulfill unflinchingly the immediate requirements of its task, assured that with every step it takes and with each stage it traverses, a fresh revelation of divine light and strength will guide and propel it forward until it consummates in the fullness of time and in the plenitude of its power, the plan inseparably bound up with its shining destiny. 54. The field in all its vastness and fertility is wide open and near at hand. The harvest is ripe, the hour is overdue, the signal has been given, the spiritual forces mysteriously released are already operating with increasing momentum, unchallenged and unchecked. Victory, speedy and unquestioned, is assured to whomsoever will arise and respond to this second, this urgent and vital call. 55. The vastness of the field, the smallness of your numbers, the indifference of the masses must neither discourage nor appall you. You should at all times fix your gaze on the promise of Baha'u'llah. Put your whole trust in his creative word. Recall the past and manifold evidences of his all-encompassing and resistless power, and arise to become worthy and exemplary recipients of his all-sustaining grace and blessings. 56. If the friends individually and collectively play their part and exert their utmost, the abundant blessings of Baha'u'llah will be fully vouchsafed, and the triumph of the plan will mark a glorious chapter in the history of the faith. 57. Forces mysteriously released, designed direct operation, stimulate processes, ensure consummation, second stage divine plan, inconceivably potent. Full, rapid use these forces by organized community, alive sublimity mission, imperative, manifold agencies, local, regional, national, intercontinental, directly responsible prosecution plan. Now called upon, achieve respective spheres, successes so conspicuous as shall immeasurably fortify hopes, winning stipulated time, total decisive victory. 58. The invisible hosts of the kingdom are ready and eager to rush forth to the assistance of such as will have the courage to weigh the issues involved and to take the decision commensurate with these issues. 59. Time is short. Opportunities, though multiplying with every passing hour, will not recur, some for yet another century, others never again. However severe the challenge, however multiple the tasks, however short the time, however somber the world outlook, however limited the material resources of a hard-pressed adolescent community, the untapped sources of celestial strength from which it can draw are measureless in their potencies, and will unhesitatingly pour forth their energizing influences if the necessary daily effort be made and the required sacrifices be willingly accepted. 60. The invisible battalions of the concourse on high are mustered in serried ranks, ready to rush their reinforcements to the aid of the vanguard of Baha'u'llah's crusaders in the hour of their greatest need. 61. Lord hosts, King of kings, pledged unfailing aid every crusader battling his cause. Invisible battalions mustered rank upon rank, ready pour forth reinforcements from on high. 62. Putting on the armour of his love, firmly buckling on the shield of his mighty covenant, mounted on the steed of steadfastness, holding aloft the lance of the word of the Lord of hosts, and with unquestioning reliance on his promises as the best provision for their journey, let them set their faces towards those fields that still remain unexplored, and direct their steps to those goals that are as yet unattained, assured that he who has led them to achieve such triumphs and to store up such prizes in his kingdom will continue to assist them in enriching their spiritual birthright to a degree that no finite mind can imagine or human heart perceive. 63. Delicate and strenuous though the task may be, however arduous and prolonged the effort required, whatsoever the nature of the perils and pitfalls that beset the path of whoever arises to revive the fortunes of a faith struggling against the rising forces of materialism, nationalism, secularism, racialism, and ecclesiasticism, the all-conquering potency of the grace of God vouchsafed through the revelation of Baha'u'llah will undoubtedly, mysteriously, and surprisingly enable whosoever arises to champion his cause to win complete and total victory. 64. The sustaining grace promised to all those who will arise with single-mindedness, courage, dedication, and high resolve to aid in the attainment of these noble objectives is of such potency that no earthly power can resist the ultimate fulfillment of so glorious a task, or even delay its eventual fruition. 65. The concourse on high watches over them, ready to vouchsafe its aid and confer its blessings on their valiant and concerted endeavours. The author of the divine plan will, as promised by him in his epoch-making tablets, assist them to surmount whatever obstacles they may encounter in their path, and crown their historic enterprise with a resounding victory. The founder of their faith himself will not fail to reward them in his own kingdom, and in accordance with his wisdom and bounty, for their share in the furtherance of the interests of his world-encompassing order, and to exalt them amidst the company of his immortal saints and heroes dwelling in the Abha kingdom.